This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, another border report. The desert takes a heavy toll on those sneaking across the U.S.-Mexican border. First, record companies are still fighting to stop illegal downloads. Yesterday, the Recording Industry Association of America filed 744 new copyright infringement lawsuits against people using so-called Internet peer-to-peer networks. Users join P2P networks to swap films and music and computer games online. There are lots of different P2P networks out there. Among the newest, MP3 blogs. These are personal websites where music lovers share with other fans rare twists on their favorite songs. Day to Day's Noah Adams learned more from our technology correspondent, Shani Jardin.
Shani, tell us exactly what MP3 blogs are and how possibly can they work. How does that work?
Well, they're websites in the form of an online diary managed by a single person or group of people. And it's where they post links to music files and commentary about those files. So, for instance, why don't we check out one now? One of the most popular MP3 blogs is called FluxBlog. And you can get there by typing in newflux.blogspot.com.
You're going kind of fast. Wait a second here. FluxBlog.
Yes.
But it's newflux
blogspot.com.
Okay, it says, well, blog this. There's a picture of somebody, blue hair, and it says FluxBlog, and we're in a brand new world.
And it's a world filled with obscure musical oddities. Many of the people who run these sites are very proud of the fact that they're able to find very obscure things that are out of print or mashups that people create out of existing songs. And it's really more of a social experience than it is a file-sharing experience. It's a place where people share their love of music.
What about just sort of normal music like Christina Aguilera?
Well, if you are a Christina Aguilera fan, you'd have a hard time finding songs from her latest release, but you can find mashups where people have taken bits and pieces of songs.
Is that matchups or mashups?
Well, they're called mashups. Mashups. Like mashing together two different songs to create a new song, and I actually have one that I can play you here. Christina Aguilera versus Destiny's Child versus some obscure 70s reggae band.
Great.
I feel like I've been locked up tight for a century of lonely nights. Need someone to release me.
Christina now does not know she's singing with all the rest of that stuff, right?
Well, in that case, that song was created by a duo called Lou and Placido, who got licenses from the record labels to use these songs. And they actually have a TV show in Europe. So this is legitimate, and this is completely legal. But many of the MP3 blogs that you might find exist in a sort of a legal gray area.
Well, the record companies have sued in the past for music piracy, just downloading without paying for it. Why would they not just go after the websites?
Because these aren't seen as straight-ahead file-sharing services. And because, in some cases, the blogs are actually linking to online stores. So one of the Warner Brothers executives was talking about the incident where they proactively sent out songs to some of these blogs, and they said, mm-hmm. You know, look, some of these sites are promoting music in a way that we think is responsible, and we'd like to facilitate that kind of excitement about digital music. So it's a positive example of record labels and geeks, you know, music fans, people who run these blogs, getting excited about something together.
I think what we're seeing here is corporations trying to co-opt and take advantage of and find value in a kind of a renegade underground society. We've seen this happen before.
I would agree. That's exactly what it feels like to me and to many of the people who run these blogs. The ideas that we have as a society about what constitutes journalism and music and online culture and music culture, all of that's changing right now. So many behaviors in our lives are moving from offline to online, whether you're talking about dating or, in this case, sharing your love of music and sharing the music itself. So how big of a difference is there between an MP3 blog written by an enthusiastic fan and a conventional online magazine where you have an actual review written by a real critic that's a known critic?
And you get to hear the music there too, yes.
Yeah, because so many of these magazines are also posting little sound files so that you could hear a little bit of the music as you read the review from the reviewer. The difference between those two roles, it's sort of hard to define these days. So these blogs are a great example of how all of that's changing for us.
MP3 blogs we're talking about with Shenny Jardin, who reports on technology and culture for Day to Day. Thank you, Shenny.
Thank you, Noah.
That interview by Day to Day's Noah Adams. This is Day to Day from NPR News.